It's a very special schus on so many levels to welcome everyone back to BMP. I want to just, first and foremost, for those who are new and don't know, last year, unfortunately, I wasn't well. I didn't have the opportunity to be here the entire year. And Baruch Hashem, to be here in Elul and to be starting off together and to see and to work alongside the Rebbeim and the Anhala and the people who, as you can see very clearly, care so much about each and every one of you, is an amazing schus, and I just want to express my hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Baruch Hashem, I'm here, b'ayin hara, in good health, and it should be a year for all of us of tremendous growth in Torah and Avoda. My name is Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, for those who I haven't had the chance to meet yet. I'm one of the people here who's very interested in helping you in any way that I can, and the program Baruch Hashem has grown a tremendous amount, which means that it gets harder and harder to develop a kesher with each and every student. So if you could help me out, if I could ask, that if there's anything I can do for you, as much as I'll try to reach out to you, if you could reach out to me as well. I have an office on the third floor of Gluck, 311. You're always welcome to pop by. I'll be making some time in the Beis Medrash also, for those who learn in this Beis Medrash, to schmooze in the morning about really anything that I can do to help you in any way. I'm more than happy to try to do so. And please allow me to work with you to try to make the most of your yeshiva experience. For a few minutes, just to give a few words of chizuk as we kick off this zman, there's a very strange mission in Pirkei Avos. The mission says in Pirkei Avos, Arba midos b'holchei Beis HaMedrash. There's four different categories of Jews who come to the Beis HaMedrash. Holech ve'ina osa, schar alicha b'yadah. There's the Jew who comes to the Beis HaMedrash. He doesn't do very much there. He's holech, he comes. Ve'ino osa, he doesn't do anything there. Schar alicha b'yado. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down from Shemayim and says, you know what, you did a great thing. Ashrei yoshvei beisecha. Shkoyach for being a yoshev in the Beis Medrash, in the bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thanks for joining us. And your presence is noted. And thank you for being there. Schar alicha b'yado. He gets a reward for coming to Beis Medrash. Osa ve'ino holech. Schar maisa b'yado. You have a person who says, you know what, the Beis Medrash is very crowded, it's hard to get a seat. I'm going to stay back, I'm going to sit, I'm going to learn somewhere else. So he's connected to the Beis Medrash in that sense. He's osa, he's involved in the happenings of the Beis Medrash. But he doesn't holich, he doesn't actually attend the Beis Medrash. So he too gets schar for his efforts in Torah, even though he didn't take full advantage of coming to the Beis Medrash. Holich v'osa chassid. If a person comes to the Beis Medrash and takes advantage of the Beis Medrash, he is a pious individual. Lo holech v'lo osa, Russia. A person who doesn't come to Beis Medrash, very strong, it's an uncomfortable word, Russia, but Chazal say, Pirkei Avos in the fifth parak, a person who doesn't come to Beis Medrash and doesn't do anything with his life, such an individual is a wicked individual. What's funny about this Mishnah, that already the Rishonim noted, is that the Mishnah introduces Arba Midos B'holchei Beis Medrash. There are four types of people who have a Sheikhis to the Beis Medrash. So I understand the one who comes to Beis Medrash and doesn't do much. He has a connection to the Beis Medrash. I understand the one who doesn't come to Beis Medrash but is still connected to the learning from a distance. He also has a connection to Beis Medrash. We certainly understand the chassid who comes to Beis Medrash and makes something of his time in the Beis Medrash. Why is the person who's lo holech v'lo osa, who's labeled as a rasha, why is he counted as one of the four types of people who comes to Beis Medrash? What's his connection to the Beis Medrash? There's many answers that the Rishonim and the Achronim offer. In the Notzar Chesed, which is a commentary on Pirkei Avos from the Rebbe of Kamarna, he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov the following approach. Rebbe Yisrael Baal Shem Tov explained that a person who doesn't come to the Beis Medrash also has a Sheikhis to the Beis Medrash. He's connected to the Beis Medrash. In what sense? He quotes the Pasuk in Koheles, Ki Yisro Na'or Menachoshech. The fact that a person could choose to not come to Beis Medrash, and the fact that a person could choose not to have anything to do with Torah, that's his choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that Bechira. The fact that there are people, unfortunately, who will not take advantage of what the Beis Medrash has to offer, neither in the Beis Medrash nor from a distance, that person impacts the Beis Medrash. Because it lends a certain chashivas to those people who do come to Beis Medrash. And it lends a certain chashivas, it gives a certain perspective on those who do have a connection to what's happening in the Beis Medrash. And the negative behavior of that individual, the choice that could be made, to have nothing to do with, like Rabbi Penner said, all of the many things that are taking place and people are working so hard to create in our yeshiva, the fact that you could choose to have nothing to do with anything makes those who choose to jump in that much more special, that much more chashuv. The contrast between the one who doesn't come to the Beis Medrash impacts the Beis Medrash. So as we kick off the year together, let's think for a second. What do we have to gain by coming to the Beis Medrash? What is Torah in the life of a Jew? In a couple of weeks, we're going to read Parshas Nitzavim. And in Nitzavim, we read as follows. Ha'adosi v'chem ha'yom es ha'shamayim v'sa'aretz ha'chayim v'ha'moves nasati l'fanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm presenting to you the possibility of life and death. Ha'bracha v'ha'klala. I'm presenting to you different paths. A path that can lead to tremendous blessing in your life, and a path that is not so good. Uvacharta b'chayim l'man tichya. And I'm asking you, b'charta, you have a choice. You could be one of the people who impacts the Beis Medrash by having nothing to do with the Beis Medrash. Then Hashem will look down and say, look at the contrast. The one who didn't go to the Beis Medrash shows how special the Beis Medrash is. And in a certain funny kind of way, that person has a certain standing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. He impacted the Beis Medrash, obviously in a negative way. But there's something to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Uvacharta v'chaim l'man tichya. Choose life so that you will live. Atav zarecha. And the pasuk goes on and it describes the life of connection to Hashem and His Torah. Ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha. That this is life itself. But I want to focus on those words. Uvacharta v'chaim l'man tichya. Uvacharta v'chaim, choose life so that you shall live. What's the l'man tichya? What does it mean, choose life so that you shall live? If the Torah would have just said, Uvacharta b'chaim, you should choose life. Ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha. This is meaningful life. This is so important. What's the l'man tichya? So you should know that there's a klal. There's a general rule. Whenever the Torah uses the word l'man, it's asking for added kavana. Three classic examples that the Bach, the Bayis Chadash, Rav Yoel Sirkis writes in his commentary on the Torah, that we find the word l'man and it demands a certain extra additional thoughtfulness, mindfulness, by the mitzvah of tzitzis, by the mitzvah of tefillin, and by the mitzvah of sukkah. In each of those mitzvahs, the Torah uses the expression l'man, so that this mitzvah is supposed to engender a certain feeling, and it's supposed to create a certain reality in your life. L'man, so that. For example, by sukkah, l'man yedu dorosecha. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah in the optimal fashion, it's not just enough to think, I'm doing the mitzvah of sukkah because it's the mitzvah that Hashem commands. L'man. You have to sit in the sukkah, l'man yedu, so that, yedu d'rosechem kibu sukkos oshafiyas b'nei Yisrael. It's machlokas in the Gemara. What are we supposed to remember? Did we sit in actual booths in the Midbar? Did we sit in Hashem's ananei hakavod? But the l'man demands that there's an extra sensitivity, an extra kavana, that goes into the mitzvah of sukkah. That if you want to fulfill the mitzvah in the optimal fashion, you sit in the sukkah. Why? L'man yedu d'rosechem, so the future generations and you yourself should know that once upon a time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and He provided for us. He provided us with shelter. He took care of us. So if so, what's the uvacharta v'chaim l'man tichya? What's the uvacharta v'chaim? Choose life l'man tichya. Rav Leib Eger in his Torah's Emes, in Parshas Nitzavim explains, and Rav Avram Shor in his writings makes it even more clear. Uvacharta v'chaim l'man tichya is the Torah's way of saying, uvacharta v'chaim, choose life. So you look at the choices of what life has to offer. There's many ways to live one's life. There are many choices that a person can think, this is also a meaningful existence. This is also life. This is also living. Says the Torah, Uvacharta b'chaim, choose life. L'man tichya. But choose the life of Torah. Choose a life in the Beis Medrash. Choose the ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha, the life that Torah and mitzvot have to offer you. Choose it in such a way, with such a thoughtfulness, with such kavana, that l'man tichya, that this ki'ilu is the only way that I can live my life. That there are other things, they're not bad, they offer me something of substance, but there should be a certain feeling in comparison, the contrast between the life that's being offered to you by many very decent things, and the quality of life that you'll have if you choose a life of making Hashem ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha, v'charta v'chayim l'man tichya, if you live in the Beis Medrash and understand that out of this Beis Medrash, l'man tichya, it's kilo I can't live, like a fish out of water. Like the famous Gemara at the end of Maseches Brachos. That there's a feeling that when I'm not in the Beis Medrash, when I'm not involved in Torah, when I'm not feeling connected to Torah, that my life is not really achieving its purpose. A person who chooses Torah in such a way, such a person will experience Ki Hu Chayecha V'Orech Yamecha, will feel that Torah really is my life. And everything else really just fits in on the side. But this is the priority of my existence. This is the tachlis, this is the purpose of my existence. This is the air that I breathe. My life in the Beis Medrash is the life that I want to live. That this is the true chayim of a person. Rav Baruch Be'er Leibowitz, Rav Baruch Be'er, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Kamenitz, the Talmud Muvak of Rav Chaim Brisker, he once went to visit a doctor. He wasn't well, he went to visit a doctor. And the doctor was a firm person. He started talking to him. And he asked him the following question. He said, you know, Rabbi, just last night, I learned the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Chafei.
And the Gemara in Sukkah has a strange comment. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew Kol HaTorah Kula. Mamish Kol HaTorah Kula, Nigla V'Nistar, the revealed Torah, the secret areas of Torah, the concealed areas of Torah. And the Gemara says that he knew big Torah and he knew small Torah. Says the Gemara, what's an example of the big Torah that he knew? What's an example of small Torah? The Gemara says, Big Torah refers to Maisa Merkava. You open up Sefer Yecheskel, the beginning of Sefer Yecheskel, and he has his vision of the chariots, and it's understood by the Gemara in Chagiga to be one of the most secretive Kabbalistic areas of all of Torah. It can only be learned under certain preconditions as described in the Mishnayos and the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga. That's referred to as Big Torah. What's small Torah? Says the Gemara, Havayos Abaya V'Rava. The day in and day out machloksim that appear on every page of Gemara, Abaya and Rava. So this doctor says, how could you say about Abaya and Rava? How can you say about Abaya and Rava that their Torah is small Torah? That you give, that the Gemara can say, this Kabbalistic world that most of us have no shaykhs to, is considered a big Torah. And the Gemara, the Havayos, the debate that takes place every day, on every page of Gemara, in every base medrash in the world, is small Torah. And Rav Baruch Ber thought for a minute, he was thinking to himself, and he answered with the following mashal. He said, imagine a person's walking along a bridge, and he looks down over the water, and he sees there's a person drowning in the water. And the person's holding, he's clutching on to a plank, a piece of wood, he's holding on for dear life, he sees the person is in a very dire situation, and this person's deciding, I know how to swim, I can save this individual. And before you know it, the guy jumps into the water and he saves this individual. Rav Baruch Ber says, picture another scenario. A person sitting at home, he gets a knock on the door from his neighbor, and his neighbor says, you know, I just got in the mood for a piece of bread with a nice thick layer of butter on top of it. Do you think you could supply me with a piece of bread with some bread? I know it's a luxury, but do you think you could share that with me? And the fellow goes right away, and he says, of course, I'm happy to help you. And he goes and he gives him this piece of bread. So says Rav Baruch Ber, who did a bigger maisa? Who did a more significant deed? So the pashtus, you'll say, what do you mean? The one who saved someone's life, of course, is a more significant deed. Rav Baruch Ber said, there's a different way to look at it. You could say that the person who gave the slice of bread did a more significant thing. Why? When this fellow looks down and he sees someone drowning in the water, does he have a choice not to save him? Is it a hard decision? Is he grappling with it? Should I jump in and save his life? Should I not jump in and save his life? It's a davar pashut that if he has the ability to save this person's life without endangering his own, of course he's going to jump in. How about the neighbor who shows up and asks for a delicacy, a luxury? He could very easily say to him, you know, not right now, I don't want to. He could make a lot of excuses. The fact that he gave it right away, when it would have been very reasonable to make excuses, wow, that was a big thing. That was a big deal. Says Rav Baruch Ber, that's what the Gemara is saying here. When it comes to the Maisa Merkava, that's a big thing. What does it mean it's a big thing? It means that we can live for a few moments without it. But when it comes to the Havayos of Abaye and Rava, when it comes to the day-in, day-out discussions of the Beis Medrash, it's called a small thing. Because it's supposed to be a small decision like that person standing on the bridge. How could I not jump in to save that person? Why am I grappling with it as if there's so many choices here? Uvacharta v'chaim l'man tichya. A Jew should be able to look at life in the Beis Medrash and say, this is life itself. It's not such a hard decision to come to Beis Medrash. Yes, arba midos b'olchei Beis Medrash. There are four types of people who come to Beis Medrash. And I have a lot of other things going on in my life. But however, I'll let you in on a secret. Being a college student who's grappling with his college classes and trying to find a career for himself, and at the same time trying to make Torah a priority in your life, that very difficult juggling act, you're not the first group of people who ever had to juggle a lot of different responsibilities. David Melech Yisrael, whose words we recite this time of the year, Achas She'alti Meis Hashem, Osa Avakeh, Shifti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayav. David Melech Yisrael had a lot of responsibilities. There's a beautiful sefer from one of the Telzer personalities, the Be'er Mechokik, by Rav Muttal Katz. Rav Muttal Katz came to America in 1940, He was here with Rav Elia Meir Bloch. They were setting up Tells. They were in the process of fundraising, perhaps building Tells in America. And they got stuck here. They weren't able to return to Europe, where their families were trapped. And for years, they never knew what happened. Rav Muttal Katz, Rahman al-Litzvan, Rav Muttal Katz, the author of the Be'er Mechokik, one of the great, again, personalities of the Tells Yeshiva. It's a beautiful sefer. He, unfortunately, found out a few years later that his wife and his 10 children had been killed by the Nazis in Machshon. Can you imagine, for years, he was stuck in America, and he had to be makabel such a gezerah. And yet he went on to build, as we know, Kells in America in 1944. The yeshiva was established. And it's one of the great yeshivas that has been transplanted on American soil. In the Be'er Mechokek in Parshas B'Chukosai, he has a beautiful essay by the title, Efshir Lasok Ve'eino Osek. The possibility of a person who could learn and doesn't take advantage of it. And he quotes a very famous medrash that appears in Parshas B'Chukosai. The medrash says that David HaMelech would wake up in the morning. And David HaMelech would think to himself, I have a lot of things to do. I have a lot of responsibilities. I'm a Melech B'Yisrael. I have a lot of nations, not only my own, to deal with, to interact with. I have to raise taxes. I have to oversee the army. I have to supply all sorts of things for the Klal Yisrael and for the world at large. And yet the Medrash says that when David HaMelech would wake up, the Medrash uses a funny lashon, that my feet would take me to the base of the Medrash. Says Rav Matal Katz, David HaMelech had a lot of excuses why he couldn't come to the base of the Medrash every morning. David HaMelech had a lot of things going on in his life. And yet David HaMelech also understood, and his body understood it, with almost a certain intuition, a certain magnetic pull to the base of the Medrash. That, you know what, for all the excuses I could make, and David HaMelech, unfortunately, from his perspective, unfortunately, he had to spend a lot of time outside the base medrash. But never a day went by when David HaMelech woke up in the morning, he says, my feet drag me to the base of medrash. Because I know that, as important as everything else I have to accomplish, for Klal Yisrael and for the world at large, there's something that's equally important, if not more important, and that's my time in the base medrash. And David HaMelech found himself day in and day out in the base medrash. We have an opportunity, as we kick off a new year, to make a choice. Uvacharta v'chayim l'man tichya. To prioritize Torah. I'm not chas v'shalom saying that your classes are not important and that your career is not important and dating is not important. All these things are super important. And you should put a lot of time and thoughtfulness into it. But there has to be something that's also on the top of that list of priorities. And that's that time in the base medrash. To realize that this is living itself. L'man tichya. L'man tichya. If you want to experience kihu chayecha v'orech emecha, it has to take place in this place. I want to end. There's a beautiful comment that Rav Menachem Mendel of Shklov has in his writings. Rav Mendel Shklover was one of the Talmidim of the Gra. Many of the writings of the Vilna Gaon we have from Rav Menachem Mendel of Shklov. The Vilna Gaon's commentary on Mishlei, the famous commentary that's attributed to the Gra, was authored by Rav Mendel Shklover. In his writings, he's osek a lot in Ramazim, in Gematrias, and he brings a very interesting remez. It's kedai for this time of the year. He says that the Gematria of the word Tshuva is 713, which is the same Gematria as Chotzer HaMishkan. Ma'inyan Shmita Tzalash Sinai, as they say. What does one have to do with the other? Chotzer HaMishkan, B'gematria, Tshuva, 713, very nice. What does it mean? So it's explained as follows. It's interesting. You look at the Mishkan. We're trying to build a Mishkan. We're trying to build a Mikdash. We're trying to build a base of Medrash together. We're trying to build a program of people who are learning together, or inspiring one another. If you look by the Hakamas HaMishkan, by the building of the Mishkan, so many of the details of the Mishkan, as they're being built, you find over and over Kasher Tziva Hashem. As Hashem commanded. Hashem wanted it to look this way, Hashem wanted it to look that way. Every detail is designed and is carried out in accordance with the precise instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you'll notice, if you go back to Shmos Perek Mem, and you look in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, you notice that when it describes the Hakamas HaChatzer, the setting up of the courtyard, the basic structure, the outline, so to speak, of the Mishkan, you'll notice, very shockingly, it doesn't say Kasher Tziva Hashem. And the Svar HaKadoshim explain that of course the details of the base medrash, there are going to be a lot of details and it's going to be overseen by people who have put a lot of time and thoughtfulness into it. Kasher Tziva Hashem, the details of what takes place in the base medrash, the specific kelim, mikelim shonim, will play themselves out in accordance with a very specific instruction. But the Svarim explain that when it comes to the establishment of the chatzar, the akamas ha-chatzar, the chatzar ha-mishkan, that can only be done by the individual who chooses it for himself. You can't have a Kasher Tziva Hashem until you choose to build a Chatzar HaMishkan. And this farmer explained that that's what Menachem Mendel Shklover was saying. He's explaining that why is tshuva so difficult? Because sometimes we get so overwhelmed. If I want to really do tshuva, like the Kohen Gadol goes, Lifnai V'Lifnim on Yom Kippur, who goes into Kodesh Kadashim, so that's what's expected of me. I have to go into Kodesh Kadashim. I have to make myself like a carbon to Hashem, B'Mesiras Nefesh, to offer everything I have to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And yes, those are the highest levels of tshuva. But says of Menachem Mendel of Shklov, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha, Tshuva is b'gematria Chatzer HaMishkan. Because if we could just at least build the outline, everything else will fall into place. If you make that choice, not Kasher Tziva Hashem, because Kasher Tziva yourself, that you commanded yourself, I want to be a part of this. I want to make this happen. Because I can make this happen. And it can be a great experience if I take advantage of it. That's the first step to a person doing tshuva. Coming back to Hashem by taking that first step to getting involved, like our Penner said, do something. So many things. People spent their whole summer coming up with a million different things that everyone can have something that speaks to you. Take advantage of it. Find something to do and attach yourself to it. It will change your life forever. L'man tichya. That your life should be filled with the purposefulness of the Torah itself. I want to conclude with the words of Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler in the third volume of Michtam Eliyahu. Last year when I was on my sickness sabbatical, I spent some time learning the Michtam Eliyahu. And in the third volume on page 292, has such beautiful lishonos. Please take it to heart. The piece is called Ad Kama Ani Achrei. How much am I responsible? How much responsibility do you want to take upon yourself? Listen to his words. Chayiv Ani Liot Tzadik. A Jew has to say to himself, I have an obligation, a chiyuv, an obligation to be a tzaddik. Like Chazal say in the Gemara Nida, before a person is born, mashbiyin oso tihi tzaddik. If you take a shvu before you're born to be a tzaddik, it means it's within your reach to be a tzaddik. Chayiv ani l'kayim es olam kulo. I have an obligation to uphold the entire universe. The Rambam writes in Nochos Tshuva. You should see the Gemara in Kedusha and Daf Mem. You should see every move as if my next move is going to save the world or, God forbid, destroy the world. Why? Because I have the ability to uphold the world. But tzaddik yisod olam. Va'amech kulam tzaddikim, Yeshaya Navi says. Every Jew can be a tzaddik. Listen to the next line. Chayev ani lomar b'shvili nivra olam. That's our mesechta. Sanhedrin daf lamed zayin. A Jew has a chiyuv to say, to enunciate, bepem malit, to open your mouth and say to yourself, if not to someone else, b'shvili nivra ha'olam. The world was created for me. This yeshiva was created for me. People made so many efforts to create this world for me. It's all mine. Kol echad ve'echad chayiv lomer b'shvili nivra olam. Sanhedrin lamed zayin amad aleph. You have the Gemara in front of you. You can look at it with your own eyes. Says Rav Dessler, ha'perish ha'amiti. You know why you have to say b'shvili nivra ha'olam? Listen how sweet and how sharp he says. Ki ani chayiv lomer kein keivan sha'em esikach. You know why you have to say it? You know why you have to enunciate b'shvili nivra ha'olam? Rav Dessler says, because it's true. Is that a cute vart that Chazal threw into the Gemara in Sanhedrin because they were running out of things to discuss? A Jew has to say it because it's true. You're chayiv to say it. Chayiv adam lomar b'shvili nivra olam. Why? Sha'emes hi kach. Because it's true. And concludes Rav Dessler. Va'afim kulum yasu chavasam. And if you'll say, well, if it's true that every single person is the entire world and everyone upholds the world, so what do you need me for? Someone else will fill in. Says Rav Dessler, halavai, everyone should do it. And yet at the same time, a person has to feel, muta alai letakin es kol olam. I have to feel that, but if I don't come to the Beis Medrash, then this world called Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan is incomplete. And my personal life, even if I have meaningful existence, it's not leman tichya. I'm not living leman tichya, with that added kavana, like the Bach told us in Hilchos Sukkah. Ha'achray is hi alai, amaniya sa'asiyah, afil imacherim yitakdu. Even if everyone else is going to do what they're supposed to do, the achrayis is upon me to believe, b'shvili nivra ha'olam, chayev ani liot tzadik, chayev ani l'kayim es ha'olam kula. So Mirza Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to take that first step to build that Mishkan. Chotzer ha-Mishkan is the Gematria Tshuva. If we could just come into the Mishkan, if we could just start putting together a little bit the outer structure of the Mishkan, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us to have a year of tremendous growth in Torah, in Avodah, in Tefillah, in everything that we do. And Mirza Hashem will be able to come to the Yom Noram. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer Kol Mishalas Libeinu L'Tova. Thank you so much.